Hello, everyone, and welcome back to a new episode of Let's Go Girl podcast. Welcome if you're new. My name is Maria. I'm your host. And today we are kind of continuing a series that I've done quite a few episodes on. I think I did one on like anxiety, stress, a few other different ones, self-confidence, things like that. And today we're talking about perfectionism. So if you're interested in that, maybe you feel that you're struggling with perfectionism or know someone that struggles with it or just want to learn more about it, this is the episode for you. We're going to be talking about what is perfectionism, what causes perfectionism, some different signs of perfectionism, and how someone can overcome perfectionism with some tips. So that is what we're going to be covering in today's episode. I hope you'll stay and listen. And make sure you are, of course, subscribed and you're following us over on Instagram and Pinterest. It's at letsgogirl.life. It's also linked down below in the show notes for you. And also, make sure to share this episode with friends, family, whoever. It would mean so, so much to me if you would do that. And of course, give us a rating and review, 5 stars down below on Apple Podcasts. With that, let's talk about perfectionism. First of all, before I get into talking all about perfectionism, just a disclaimer, I have to do this for all of my mental health related episodes. I am not a licensed mental health professional or doctor, nor am I claiming to be. So please, if you have any mental health concerns, please, please, please go speak to your doctor or a professional first. I'm just a girl who did some research online and is talking to you through a microphone. I am in no way, shape, or form claiming to be a professional in this field. So just a disclaimer before we get started. Okay, so what is perfectionism? Because I feel like a lot of people kind of throw this term around, which I think a lot of terms get thrown around in the sense of mental health. You're like, oh, I'm having like a panic attack, or I'm having a lot of anxiety, like, and people don't actually know what are the signs of that, what constitutes a specific like condition or specific mental health concern. So in the case of perfectionism, what is it? It can be healthy, but it can also be unhealthy in some senses. So in the healthy form, perfectionism can be self-motivating and it can help someone achieve success. But in an unhealthy form, it can really lead to unhappiness because people with perfectionism can be very, very, very focused on avoiding failure and being flawless. And in reality, that is just impossible in life because we're human and people make mistakes all the time, right? So perfectionism can in reality contribute to achieving less and stressing more. So again, if you feel that maybe you might be struggling with perfectionism or someone that is close to you is struggling with perfectionism, this is a way you can kind of like feel out, are they really a perfectionist or is there something else going on? Or maybe it's not as extreme as you think and they're not a perfectionist. So that's what we're kind of going to dive into. So what causes perfectionism? An internal desire to avoid failure or harsh judgment is at the base of perfectionism, people wanting to be perfect, and as well as academic and professional competition, comparison on social media, and early childhood experiences like parents with extremely unrealistic expectations can contribute to this condition of perfectionism. So what are some signs of perfectionism? There's a lot, and as a perfectionist, someone might not exhibit all of these signs, or they might exhibit all of these signs, or maybe they just exhibit some of these signs in a few extreme ways. So let's get into these. Number one is setting unrealistically high expectations for yourself and others. that is an interesting part that I didn't really think of. I thought of like, oh yeah, probably perfectionists. They definitely set unrealistic expectations for themselves. But another important piece is that some perfectionists may set unrealistic expectations for other people, which can be really debilitating when they feel like the people don't live up to those expectations, and that can cause a lot of anxiety and panic. Secondly is being overly critical of their mistakes. I think this is a big one. If you have someone close to you that is a perfectionist, you can definitely see this, where they're just so hyper-focused on mistakes, and maybe it's something that a person without perfectionism or that does not struggle with perfectionism would simply brush off and be like, oh, that was like a silly little mistake. No one, you know, like noticed, or like I forgot about that, or like that doesn't matter, all this stuff. But then perfectionists really just focus so much of their energy replaying it in their head, being so overly critical of little mistakes that other people might just be like, so what? Like, it really wasn't a big deal at all. But to them, it might be a big deal. Forgetting to celebrate success, so being just so focused on how a goal that to another person might have been achieved to the best of their ability was just not good enough for someone that is a perfectionist, and it could have been better, it could have been more perfect. So instead of focusing on achieving that goal and celebrating success, they look at the ways that it went wrong, or they look at the ways that it could have been more perfect. Next is procrastinating out of fear of failure. So I think this is a big one as well. Just being so caught up in the thought of having to make everything perfect that it gets too overwhelming to even start tasks. So again, this can be really debilitating for people in their everyday school and work life when they have to do tasks that are required of them, but they're just so afraid of this fear of failure just absolutely consumes them, that they can't seem to get started on anything because they're worried that once they start, they're not going to be able to make it perfect. So why even start? Which is something I never realized. Next is accepting nothing less than perfection, even if they did a great job. We kind of touched on this, but just not even recognizing their hard work or the effort that they put in if something is not perfect, and accepting absolutely nothing less than perfection of every single endeavor that they choose to be a part of or that they have to be a part of. And again, this is just extremely unrealistic because no one is perfect and no situation is ever perfect. If you've ever, you know, like gone on a vacation, like something inevitably goes wrong. A plane gets delayed. Someone is sick. You lost your luggage. Like, the restaurant was gross that you went to, or they didn't have any more reservations, or you had to wait 2 hours to check into your hotel room. Like, it rains. Something inevitably goes wrong, and for perfectionists, that is just extremely overwhelming to think about. So accepting nothing less than perfect can be really, really challenging when life throws you situations that are pretty much always not going to be perfect. Next is being pushed by fear of anything less than a perfectly met goal instead of a desire to achieve them. So again, instead of wanting to achieve goals just to enjoy the process and to achieve them, perfectionists may be pushed to achieve a goal only because they are fearful of being anything less than perfect or completing this task in a way that is not perfect. And this can lead to not focusing on enjoying the process of growing, but only focusing on the results and avoiding failure. So kind of being blindsided by that and not actually enjoying the process of learning and growing and what that entails as well. Being overly cautious and thorough in tasks, this one can really manifest in everyday life, in, you know, people that are perfectionists that may be close to you, just seeing that they're just absolutely so cautious and methodical about every single task that they do and extremely thorough to the point where it's like, oh my gosh, this is like a little too thorough, where we don't, you know, it's great to put in effort, but like this level of effort and this level of cautiousness is a little unusual. Constantly trying to improve things by redoing them. Obviously, you want to, like, you know, make progress and improve, but doing one task and then being like, it's not perfect enough, and doing it over and over and over again, you know, like writing a paper, redoing it to make it more perfect, or maybe you're like, I don't know, this is such a random example, but you're like writing a sign for like a birthday party or something, and you're like handwriting it and redoing it 20 times because this person seems that they can think that it can get even more perfect, right? That can be so time consuming and frustrating. Agonizing over extremely small details. This goes back to just being extremely overcritical of small situations and struggling to move on from small situations, which is another thing I'll talk about in a second. But agonizing over extremely small details that a lot of people just don't pick up on or will immediately forget or think that they don't matter. People who struggle with perfectionism might just agonize over those details and not be able to overcome this like replaying of situations in their head and thinking of those tiny, tiny small details that might not even matter in the long run, but they believe it does, right? As I was saying, the struggling to move on when things don't work out the way that they hope. Again, this goes back to these unrealistic expectations, and also the being overly critical of mistakes, being agonizing over small details. All of this kind of combines in this one, where you're just really struggle to say, you know what, that situation happened, this is how it ended up, that's okay, and we have other things to turn our attention to look forward to. But that can be really hard for people who struggle with perfectionism to say, you know what, we can't change the past, we can't change those small details, can't change those mistakes, I'm just gonna move on. That's really hard. Excessive checking of assignments, tests, emails, etc. This is kind of ties in with this cautiousness and thoroughness and agonizing over the small details. Just if you like wrote an email and a perfectionist might check it 20 times and they know that it's all spelled correctly and it's correct content, but they still check it 20 times. Same with like taking extremely long on tests and checking it over and over and over again. It can be exhausting. And then this one, this is actually a really interesting one that I have seen in people who I believe struggle with perfectionism, but that I didn't register with me until I read about this. And I was like, oh, I had no idea that was a sign of perfectionism. I just thought that was a tendency of these people, but it makes sense to me. It makes so much sense to me now. And that is not speaking about feelings that could be seen as weaknesses. And these feelings I'm talking about are like tiredness, feeling stressed, or admitting maybe that like you didn't do as well as you thought you would on an assignment, or you didn't do as well as you would have liked on a presentation, or things didn't go exactly how you would have liked them to. These, I was like, oh my gosh, that's so, like, I could totally see this, because a lot of people who struggle with perfectionism do not want to be seen with these little weaknesses that could make them less than perfect, and whereas other people might just be very, like, open and just be like, I know I'm all the time to my friends like, oh my God, I'm exhausted. Like, I didn't even sleep at all last night. Like, I'm exhausted. I'm so tired. Or I'm like, oh, I'm really, really stressed. I'm in a panic about this. I'm feeling stressed about this. Or I think I like absolutely failed that test. Like, that was terrible. But people with perfectionism see those feelings as a weakness. And they might be like, I cannot admit that I'm feeling tired. I can't admit that I'm feeling stressed. Whereas other people might be like, that's totally normal to feel tired or feel stressed, and that isn't seen as a weakness. Like, everyone feels tired at some point. Everyone is stressed at some point. It's okay to feel those feelings, but people with perfectionism believe that it's not okay for them to share that with even the people that are closest to them. They don't like to admit that they are feeling those feelings, which I think is very, very interesting. Okay, so also another point that I wanted to touch on before we start talking about how to overcome perfectionism is there are three different types of perfectionism. So if you struggle with perfectionism or you know someone that struggles with perfectionism, it might be helpful to categorize it if you can. So three types. One is self-oriented perfectionism. This is imposing unrealistic desire to be perfect on oneself. So I feel that this might be the one that I think a lot of people struggle with. Next would be other-oriented perfectionism. So imposing unrealistic desire for others to be perfect, which you might have dealt with in friendships or relationships, maybe. And third would be socially prescribed perfectionism. This is perceiving unrealistic expectations of perfectionism from others. So this is one that I've observed in people, and I didn't know it had a name. It didn't click for me until I read this. And this would be like a person with perfectionism saying, oh, I believe that Maria sees me as perfect, so I have to be perfect, even if I don't see them as perfect, because no one's perfect, you know? Those believing and perceiving that other people have unrealistic expectations that of perfectionism from them. Okay, so let's get to the helpful stuff here. If you're listening to this episode and you're like, oh my gosh, I think I might be a perfectionist. Oh no. If you're listening and you're like, oh my gosh, I think my whatever, my friend, my sister, my coworker is a perfectionist. I want to help them or understand more about, you know, how does one overcome this? Here is a part for you. So first, you want to learn to recognize perfectionist moments. So you obviously can't fix the perfectionism or deal with the perfectionism or, you know, try to cope with perfectionism if you don't realize that you have tendencies of a perfectionist. So first of all, you want to kind of answer some of these questions. Here we go. Do I have trouble meeting my own standards? Do I often feel frustrated, depressed, anxious, or angry when trying to meet my standards? Have I been told that my standards are too high? Do my standards get in my own way? For example, do they make it difficult for me to meet deadlines, finish a task, trust others, or do anything spontaneously? And finally, oh, that was the final one, sorry. So if you answered yes, or you think, you know, the person that you're thinking of would answer yes to any of these questions, you might struggle with perfectionism. So how can you implement some strategies in your everyday life to overcome perfectionism? First of all is talking in positive, realistic statements, or using these positive, realistic statements in your life. So a lot of people with perfectionism, their main thing is to be perfect, right? In every way. And here's some statements that someone can repeat to themselves if they're struggling with perfectionism. Number one is, nobody is perfect. All I can do is my best. making a mistake does not mean I'm stupid or a failure. It only means that I'm alike to everyone else. Human. Everyone makes mistakes. Everyone is human. Everyone is the same. Everyone's human. And humans make mistakes. The next is, it's okay to not be pleasant all the time. Everyone has a bad day sometime. So this is kind of relating to the expectations that perfectionists might have, thinking that other people have these expectations of them to be perfect. And then, it's okay if some people don't like me. No one is liked by everyone. So those are great statements to maybe write down, keep in your phone, repeat to yourself in a mirror, kind of like the positive affirmations, but these positive realistic statements. Or just keep in the back of your mind for situations that you might be feeling like, I'm not perfect. These are good things to repeat to yourself. Next is, look at the big picture when obsessing over small details. When you feel yourself, if you're struggling with perfectionism and you're agonizing over these small details, being critical of the mistakes, think, does it really matter? What is the worst that could happen? If the worst does happen, can I survive it? Will I survive? Will this situation, will this mistake, will this detail still matter tomorrow? If it still matters tomorrow, will it still matter next week? Will it still matter next year? And thinking through those questions, and probably this little detail won't matter tomorrow. Or if it does matter tomorrow, probably won't matter next week. And if it matters next week, probably won't matter next year. So thinking of those and being like, hey, if it doesn't matter next year, do I really need to spend an hour of my night agonizing over that detail when I could be doing something else fun, productive, sleeping, being wellness? Like, these are the kind of strategies to think through. Then is compromising. Thinking perfectionism is like all or nothing kind of mentality, right? So it's like, if I'm not perfect, it doesn't, like, nothing matters. If this task is not completed to perfection, it didn't, like, none of the work matters. None of the work counts. This all or nothing mentality can be super toxic and absolutely exhausting. So coming up with some compromises and saying, what level of imperfection am I willing to tolerate? So this helps you gradually reset your standards. So for example, saying, what level of imperfection am I willing to tolerate in my presentation tomorrow? So maybe you're willing to allow yourself to make one mistake during the presentation. Then next time you do a presentation, you're going to work yourself up to allowing yourself to make two mistakes. You're not lowering your standards. You're just resetting them to a healthier level. If you're struggling with procrastination because of imperfectionism, definitely breaking down tasks into manageable steps and setting small goals that you know are achievable, as well as remembering that the goal is to complete the task, not make it perfect, is incredibly helpful in procrastination. That is such, like, a big picture thing to think about. The goal of every task that you are assigned or that is ahead of you is not to make it perfect. The goal is to complete it. The goal is to get it done so you can move on to the next thing. It is, if the goal would be to perfect it, like, you would have absolutely no time in the day, right? Like, you would have no time to get anything else done if we did everything perfectly. So just being okay with getting it done to the best of your ability and saying, you know what, this is the best I can do today and it's going to have to do. And then I'm going to need to move on to the next task so that I can complete my deadlines, so I can, you know, like, fulfill my, like, role in my job or in school. That is a really important thing to think about. And finally, as you're working through perfectionism, or if you know someone that's trying to work through perfectionism, rewarding yourself or rewarding them for their hard work, because overcoming perfectionism that takes over your daily life and can be extremely debilitating and exhausting for every day is really hard work, and it does deserve a reward, like trying to, you know, overcome struggles with any sort of mental health concern. It can be really emotionally draining. So remembering to reward yourself, whether that, you know, is with a little self-care thing or a fun outing, whatever it may be, candy, who knows, reward is so important for hard work and progress. So with that, I hope that this was helpful kind of to learn more about perfectionism. Maybe it was eye-opening for you to, you know, give you some insight into what perfectionism is and how one might approach perfectionism, because it can be really overwhelming. And I feel like it's really not something that's talked about a lot. There's a lot of talk about anxiety. There's a lot of talk about depression. There's a lot of talk about confidence, different things like that. And there's really not a lot of talk about perfectionism. And I think it is something that people struggle with, and they don't know how exactly to approach it or if they even have perfectionism. So hopefully this was really helpful and informative. Of course, send this episode to someone that might be willing to learn about perfectionism as well. And make sure to, of course, follow us over on Instagram. It's linked down below at letsgogirl.life. Subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. And I'm so excited to be going into the fourth season of this podcast. What? So cool. That'll be in the next episode in the new year. So happy new year. Thanks for listening. And I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.